From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. On this special best of edition of Insight, we're going to take a listen back to the people who had an extraordinary year. We're starting off with the local restaurants that were catapulted to the national spotlight. He might be best known as the host of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but Guy Fieri's latest Food Network show is called Best Bite in Town. The show features hosts Noah Kapp and a bite club of chefs visiting a city and sampling six local restaurants, and the winner is crowned the best bite in town. The series premiered back in April, and two of the episodes were in our own backyard, spotlighting restaurants in Yolo and El Dorado counties. We're going to start things off in the city of Davis. Tad Franks is the co-owner of The Hot Dogger, and Ryan Fry is the co-owner of Sudwark Brewing Company. They joined Insight about competition on national TV and what the recognition means to their local food scene. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Thanks. Great to be here.
How are both of you feeling?
Awesome. Yeah, it was exciting. We got to see ourselves on air. I think it was nerve-wracking going through the experience. You know, after filming for 3 days, you'll know they're going to show, and then all of a sudden it comes on, and they did a wonderful job, not just showing our restaurants, but the town as well.
Yeah, how about you, Tan?
It's been a long 7 months waiting for this to air, and we haven't been able to talk about it, so it was amazing to see it, and it was the utmost highest quality production.
That's great. Well, I'd love to get the background on both of you, just where your love for food came from. And both of you have opened up eateries and restaurants, which is also a brewing company as well. So, Tad, tell us the origin story of the Hot Dogger.
Yeah, my parents bought the Hot Dogger in 1994. It had been previously established 10 years prior. I was 2 years old when they bought the place. So I literally grew up underneath the counters and was born and raised in Davis. So I've known nothing but the Hot Dogger my entire life. So 30 years later, it's pretty amazing to, you know, represent the family, the legacy, the city of Davis, the community, just everybody on the Food Network.
What can people expect when they go to the Hot Dogger?
Yeah, a friendly smile, a good conversation, and a nice juicy hot dog, sausage and fries.
Wonderful. How about you, Ryan?
I was born and raised in Davis, grew up there, grew up with Tad eating the Hot Dogger quite frequently, actually. And then the brewery started in 1989, and my business partner, Trent, and I bought it about 12 years ago, and his grandfather started it, and it was like our hometown brewery, and we wanted to keep the traditions going, and we specialize in craft lagers, and been making beer there ever, since 1989. So, in terms of food, I mean, when we bought the brewery, the restaurant was actually operated by another person, and they closed down about 5 or 6 years ago. And so we always had a vision to bring, you know, the same quality of food to match the quality of our beer. We won Best Brewery in the U.S. just a few years ago. And so reopened this restaurant, we really wanted to really highlight the local options or the local places in the area that are just making such great food and bring that, you know, within our menu. So it was an honor to be able to be picked, you know, about 3 months when they approached us. So it was a little nerve wracking. It's like we were just dialing things in, and then all of a sudden Food Network wants to put you on TV. So the team did a great job, though, and we're really proud to be on there.
That's awesome. Okay, so Ryan has been to the Hot Dogger. Tad, I would imagine you've been to Sudwark.
I have. Actually, Ryan here was my football coach about 20 years ago, too. So yeah. We're a small-knit community.
Yeah. Really? I mean, I think people think of Davis obviously as a college town, but this is your hometown. You were born and raised in Davis. You're now business owners in Davis. Davis is known for its agriculture, its biking scene, for sure. There's lots of bicycles. How would you describe Davis as a food town?
I mean, we live in such a great agricultural area, and so there's so many great things grown right around us, and I think Davis has really embraced that, you know, with the university in town as well, and I think everyone's trying to really, you know, bring the best of the region into their restaurants and highlight that, and I think, you know, COVID did really hit the town really hard, especially with the university being closed down for, you know, school on campus, and so it's just coming back, and I think this show is really, you know, helping revive that and bring people and highlight really what's been going on. I mean, I think the Hot Dogger has been an institution for a long time, and I think just reminding people about all the great places here in town. So
I think what's great about Davis too is the rich, diverse culture that the university brings to the area. So we have foods that aren't just from here but from all over the world, and you know, Davis is just rich and just great food all around.
Yeah. How did Food Network approach the both of you to be on the show?
They literally called the shop phone one day. Owner wasn't in. They asked to leave a message, and luckily we called back.
Tad, was it a no-brainer? You're like, yeah, let's put the hot dogger on national TV for a food competition.
Absolutely. They said we had to close for a few days, do some stuff. I believe they called us less than a month before filming. So
wow.
It was all hands on deck.
And Ryan, yeah. I know that you've competed, obviously your brewery has, but have you done something like this before, competing? I mean, especially you just opened the restaurant arm, you know, shortly prior, and now you were putting your food on a national competition on television.
Yeah, no, never. And like we had the same, we got a phone call just at the restaurant phone, and we thought it was a joke. We're like, there's no way, you know, opening the restaurant, you know, a month or two in, that all of a sudden the Food Network wants to come and film here. And you know, I'm a big Guy Fieri fan. My family is too, so watched all the Triple D episodes, and it's like that was like, you know, kind of a little bit of a goal of ours. Like, can we make it on to Triple D with what we're doing here? And then all of a sudden you get a phone call, you're like, oh my goodness. And so it was a surprise, and you know, the experience was pretty nerve-wracking overall. There's not much information provided. It was kind of like somewhat secretive, and you know, it was basically just, hey, we're going to come in, be your guys' selves, and show what you usually do, and we're going to try to, you know, highlight the best of what you're doing. And you just kind of had to trust the process.
Yeah, I've talked to some chefs who've been on Insight, local chefs, and they've done some TV competitions, and it's not for everyone, you know? it's a different level of adrenaline and pressure and anxiety.
Yeah, and it's an endurance effort there. I mean, it's like you're filming 12 hours and it's just take after take, and you know, it's very repetitive. It was about, I think, over 100 degrees all, you know, the 3 days they were filming. And so, I mean, it was hot. And so I have a whole new respect for everyone that's on TV, you know, because it really takes it out of you. But yeah, it was well worth it.
Did you enjoy the pace, Tad?
I loved it. Yeah, it was really fun. The film crew was amazing. Our shop's only 150 square feet, and we had about 12 to 15 guys in there with sounds, cameras, everything. So we got quite comfortable quick, and yeah, we rode through it, and it was fun.
It was an intimate bunch.
Oh, yes.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Tad Franks from The Hot Dogger and Ryan Fry from Sudwark Brewing Company. Both are in Davis, and they were just featured in the premiere episode of Best Bite in Town. Okay, so let's get to what both of you prepared. So, Tad, what did you end up making? I would imagine it wasn't a classic hot dog.
So one of the sausages that we showcased on the episode is our Thai sausage. So the family went out to Thailand, and we experienced some of the culture and flavors of Thailand and tried to bring that back and create a new sausage. And it's part of our Wieners of the World trademark, and we're just going around the world and making new dogs.
What makes the sausage a Thai sausage?
Yeah, so it's a chicken sausage. The main ingredient is going to be a Thai lime leaf and a whole bunch of Thai peppers and spices. Watch the episode. You'll see how we make it. But yeah, then we topped it with a Thai chili salsa, and that's what we...
Spicy?
It's got a good kick to it. Yeah. If you like Thai food, you're going to love it.
Great. How about, what did you make at Sudwark?
We've made a few different things, but the one dish they chose for the competition was a fresh grilled fish and chips. And so we use a local sturgeon from a caviar farm, and we make a house-made tartar sauce out of avocado. It's pretty chunky, so you kind of get the fattiness from the tartar sauce and not as much from the fry since it's grilled. Then it's finished with like a charred lemon and some house-made potato chips as well. So it was kind of one of those things, a little bit fresh, lighter, but at the same time, you know, indulgent with the chips and the tartar sauce.
What led you down that direction?
It was that they led that direction. I mean, they kind of came and asked for your best-selling items. That was one of our best-selling dishes. I mean, our burger, our Reuben, and I think they wanted something a little bit more unique. And a lot of times you see a classic fish and chips. And Davis tends to have leaning on a little bit more of a fresher, like healthier side. And so that was kind of our way of presenting our fish dish, as well as giving kind of that classic, you know, kind of beer dish with, you know, fish and chips. So
people might not know the Sacramento Valley is a pretty big producer when it comes to caviar.
Yeah, they are. And one of the byproducts is they have a lot of fish and sturgeon that, you know, they need to do something with. And so we're able to kind of, we're not really the caviar place. So, you know, but we do, sturgeon's a great meaty fish. It's kind of, you a little bit kind of like, you know, as meaty as chicken, but a little bit lighter and flakier. So you kind of get that nice texture out of it, but still that light fish, you know.
So the both of you actually moved on to the competition, the judging round of the show. What did that feel like? Because I imagine the first round, there's already enough pressure, and then you both, as well as the sushi restaurant as well. You moved on to the final round. What was that like?
It was amazing. It was fun. It was outdoors, and it was middle of August, so it was a little warm out. I think it was 103 that day. I think we spent, you know, 5-6 hours out there, but the pressure was on. I mean, cooking a dish for a camera is one thing, cooking a dish for Food Network judges, and then being judged on that and presentation, and it was quite a contest, and it was a real honor to be part of it. And there's so many great restaurants in Davis all around, and this show has only touched the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, because there were 6 restaurants that participated in the episode, and then the final 3 move on to the final round, and then obviously there's one that becomes the winner. We're talking about a national TV show, but at the end of the day, you know, you're from Davis, you go to these restaurants, you know these restaurant owners and these chefs. What was it like competing against people that are your neighbors? They're part of your community.
Yeah, it was amazing. I think it was fun.
Yeah, like, it was fun. They made it a pretty good job of making it a fun competition. You know, the hot dogger won the whole show, and but we were all excited for that. You know, even though that we're going up against them, so it's, you know, it was a friendly competition. I think we were just be proud to be in the competition. You know, and they did a great job of selecting 6 really good restaurants in the area. So, I mean, like Froggy's is a great restaurant. We both grew up going there with Tommy J's and his burgers, and so I think, you know, they did a really good job of highlighting the town and not making it too much of like who's better than the other person, but just overall, this is a great food scene.
Yeah. The third restaurant that competed in the final round was Hikari. Mm-hmm. Hikari Sushi in Omakase, which when I think about sushi in Omakase, and then I think about hot dogs, and then I think about fish and chips, that's a pretty nice range that the judges had to choose from.
I was a little nervous. You see like a Wagyu going up against, you're like, oh man, that's going to be a tough one to go against.
Actually, I just went there for my birthday too, and it was really good. Yeah, I'll be going back soon. Go there quick before this all airs too much.
Have you started to receive some response or anything on social media or people reaching out and just about you being on the Food Network?
Yeah,
definitely. We're getting a lot of people just, you know, congratulating us and excited about it. You know, a lot of the people that they're giving reviews in the show and stuff are just local people from the area, and they're excited to see themselves on TV. And so we're going to be doing a watch party on Thursday. So if anyone wants to come out, watch it with us again. We'll be highlighting some of the items that are on the show and then being able to all watch it together and celebrate. But yeah, I mean, people have been pinging and, you know, we're expecting those reservations to be coming in.
What do you think it means for, I mean, Davis is a city, but it is on the smaller end. It's not, you know, like Los Angeles or Sacramento. And then coming up in a couple more episodes, we're going to have Placerville on the series as well. And that's a community in El Dorado County. What do you think it does by really highlighting and celebrating the creativity, the food that goes on in your hometown? What do you think that means to people who love to call these places home?
I think it really opens the eyes of everybody just knowing what Davis is. It's not just a college town. It's just not a cow town. You know, we have great food out there, you know, all these restaurants. And, you know, it's easy to park, walk around. You can hit almost all of the restaurants within a couple miles. It's great. Great breweries, mm-hmm. beer. I mean, it's a great place to hang out. It's fun with the kids.
Yeah, I think people think of Northern California, think of like San Francisco and the Bay Area for food. And I think, you know, COVID did a good job of relocating a lot of those people that put a lot of, you know, that food scene on the map. And now they're starting to come into Sacramento, into Davis, into Placerville. And so you're just not just seeing these small town experiences here. I mean, you're getting some really great experiences alongside people that have been institutions. So it's kind of, you're going to be coming in, getting a feel from the local community, as well as getting something they might not really typically expect from a small town.
Yeah. All right. So it's a little bit of a spoiler, but the hot dogger, you ended up taking the prize of best bite in town. What did that mean to you?
It honestly validated my life, my family's life, what we've done. Been doing it for 30 years, but also validated like Davis and like us as a community all getting together with all these restaurants and just showing off great food. And Davis is truly the winner of this experience because there's so much food in Davis. And some people might not like hot dogs. Some people might not drink beer. But there's something for everybody in Davis.
When you were standing alongside Sudwork and Hikari Sushi and you have, you know, your Thai sausage hot dog, did you have an inkling that you were going to become a finalist and the winner?
I'll just say both guys next to me were wearing chef coats and I was in a t-shirt, shorts, and an apron. I felt a little out of my league. Like, I wasn't quite there. But all the food is great. I tried it all. I mean, it could have been anybody's game.
The nice thing at the end is that you do get $5,000 to donate to an organization, a nonprofit. Who did you choose?
Yeah, so we chose Davis Community Meals, and to air on the Food Network and to make sure that everybody in town is fed at the end of the day and has somewhere to stay, they're part of Davis. They are a community. So making sure, you know, we're all together, we got each other, I think was really important. So that was a charity we chose.
Okay, this is the final question. People are going to want to go check out your food and also the beer. If you can only get one thing, what do you recommend people start off with? Tad?
The Chicago Dog. It's our classic 40-year staple.
How about you, Ryan?
I'll stick with the fish and chips. That's a great one. And, you know, I think it's surprising. I think you'll be surprised when you have the fish and chips experience, not like the normal one you usually get.
And what pint should they get?
The Pilsner. Pilsner, that one's been winning gold medals for the last few years, and it just goes well with any food that you order anyways. And it's my personal favorite as well as the rest of the breweries. So I would go with the Pilsner.
Should you bring any with?
I brought some here for you, so you can try some as well as the rest of the team.
You are our favorite guest. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much, Ryan, and Tad, too.
Thank you.
It was literally a treat. Ryan Fry is the co-owner of Sudwark Brewing Company, and Tad Franks is the co-owner of The Hot Dogger, which was also crowned the best bite in town in Davis. The Guy Fieri Food Network series premiered earlier this year, and it pits local restaurants against each other for the coveted title. But Davis wasn't the only city in our backyard in the national TV spotlight. Up next, we'll head to the city of Placerville in El Dorado County and meet the restaurants who also competed in Best Bite in Town. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.